You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. Now, there's a new show called Anniversary kicking off at the West Yorkshire Playhouse this month. Contemporary dance, lots of lithe, athletic young performers leaping around the stage, you know, the sort of thing. Or maybe you don't, because the performers in Anniversary may or not be lithe and athletic. They are certainly not young. Let's give you a flavour.
Anniversaries are the days when we count the rings on our tree of life. We're not over the hill, we're on top of it. From here we can look back on past joys and sorrows, triumphs and disasters. It is these that have made us what we are today.
Well, Pat White is a retired teacher from Leeds. She's one of the performers in it. Alan Lydiard is the theatre and film director who has directed the show. And Alan, the ages of the performers range from 50 to 90. Why?
Well, correct. Why? Because I'm in a similar sort of age. I'm 67 now, and I decided about 2 years ago that I wanted to work with people like me who felt that, in a way, that they were a bit forgotten. And so we got a group of people together of around the same sort of age and started to try to create a new contemporary theatre that was going to be great for everybody to see.
But why dance? I mean, there are some things that older people can do better than younger people. I mean, they're much wiser, of course. But, for instance, dancing?
There's something very beautiful about an older body, the way it moves, the way it controls itself, the way it extends itself, you know, gently. It doesn't try to be, you know, athletic. It tries to instill a kind of quiet beauty that emerges out of the movement of an older body.
Ah, so Pat White, how do you approach your role? What do you do?
I'm one of the performers. I'm from the community. Mm. And I think we're asking people to reassess how they view older people. And pieces of dance can be really quite touching and beautiful. It's not all about a very young, perfect body.
But it is about being able to move, isn't it? I mean, that's the essence of dance. At risk of stating the obvious, obviously, but it's the ability to move fluidly and in a certain way, isn't it?
Yeah, but our frailties are also quite touching, and the audience get to know us. So we're not acting. What we say has come out of rehearsal, and it's the truth. We're telling our own stories. So I hope we'll get the sympathy of the audience. And how we move is just part of us.
Ah, that's an important word, isn't it, Alan? The sympathy of the audience. I mean, do we go to the theatre wanting to sympathise with the performers or wanting to be impressed by them? Isn't there a danger that you might even be patronising people a little bit here?
Yeah, and that's true, and one's got to be very careful about that. I mean, I think that in our particular piece of theatre, what we're trying to generate is a generous audience, an audience that comes with generosity, because we want to show them generosity as well. We're sharing very intimate things about ourselves with people, and it's something that people will identify with. We're talking about things that everybody has to deal with, and I think there's a kind of empathy there that will mean that there is a generous audience. I don't think that it's not rose-coloured glasses. We're not trying to be. It's not sentimental, actually. It's very strong. It's dealing with really important matters to the individuals concerned.
But couldn't you argue that that's more documentary, as it were, than performance? This sort of performance. If you want to get messages across, you can get them across in all sorts of ways, but going on stage and some people might suggest that you're trying to pretend to be something that you can't be because you're older.
No, what we're trying to do, it is documentary. It's a new style of theatre. It's a theatre that encompasses a range of things. It's performance, it's music, it's dance, it's stories, it's life, and that's what we're trying to express to our audience in front of us.
Just a quick word, do the audience like it?
The audiences are loving it at the moment. I mean, we've only had preview audiences, people coming into the rehearsal room and watching us, but people are really moved by it.
Well, good luck with it. Thank you both very much, Alan Lydiard and Pat White. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.